The first-of-its-kind report released by Sweat-Free Communities includes information on working conditions at 12 factories in Central America, China, and Southeast Asia. The report includes information about a factory in China that makes Milwaukee police uniforms sold by Blauer Manufacturing. Steve Watrous of the Milwaukee Clean Clothes Campaign says Milwaukee's contract with Blauer violates the city's ethical purchasing ordinance.
Found all kinds of problems. Some are against the law in China. Some are against International Labor Organization standards. The point is that they should work with the workers there to pay a non-poverty wage and have better working conditions, not use child labor, which is a problem in that factory.
The report also found four companies that Wisconsin state government buys uniforms from that also source their products from overseas sweatshops. Watrous says the overall goal is to get state and local governments to adopt sweat-free ordinances and enforce them by working with overseas garment factories to improve working conditions.
We'd like to see the city of Milwaukee and the state of Wisconsin join the sweat-free purchasing consortium, which has been proposed and has been agreed to by some places, including the city of Madison, to do kind of joint purchasing and have the power to insist that these factories not be sweatshops.
The State Department of Administration has not agreed to join the consortium yet, but DOA Secretary Michael Morgan has sent letters to the four companies it contracts with and asked them to use their influence to improve working conditions. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.